are approaching Christmas, it's very important to recognize that we are being inundated at every turn by holiday music. Now, as much as you might love holiday music, hearing your least favorite Christmas song for the 87th time this week because you're out shopping or it's on at work or it's in an elevator or it's on a commercial on TV is starting to stress us out. Studies have found that as much as Christmas music makes us happy, Christmas music can also stress us out. So as a Christmas podcast professional, I can't suggest with more vigor and importance to get a playlist together that is not Christmas music, that can kind of be an auditory palate cleanser for your head when you start to get stressed out because you've heard Mariah Carey for the 18th time that day, and there's traffic and you can't park and there's crowds and you want to be all in the spirit and with the season. Just understand that Christmas music is a double-edged sword. It can make you very, very happy, or it can make you stressed out to the max. So before you get stressed out, I highly suggest making like a one-hour playlist, whether you like Spotify or whatever, as a Christmas music palette cleanser, and bring your earbuds or whatever you need, your AirPods, with you wherever you go, because at some point we are in that window of stress, and I don't want you to have a Mr. Big moment if you've seen the new Sex and the City reboot.
I shockingly enough have not. I would say alternatively, you could just get a playlist of the Christmas music you do like with none of the Christmas music you don't like. You know, so far this
there you go.
So far this year, I have not heard the one Christmas song that I hate. So that's a
is it Wonderful Christmas Time?
No, I love Wonderful Christmas Time. Love that song.
What is it?
Christmas Shoes. It's the worst song ever written.
Oh, hate that song. Well, everyone hates
no, there are people that legitimately like that song, and I don't understand why. We don't get negative on this podcast, Heather, but I don't understand why anyone likes that song. Like, legitimately,
I hate
it's
that
so
song.
Terrible. It's sad. Why do you want a sad song at Christmas, Heather?
I don't.
Anyway,
speaking of Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time. Did we talk about how he's getting all the money from
we
that?
We did. Yeah, it was like episode two okay. or three. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're just joining us now, go back in time and find out why Paul McCartney is a genius. Other than a musical genius, he's a financial genius.
And now he's like a genius twice because Pentatonix covered that song. Or no, it's not Pentatonix. It's I can't remember it. I hear the other version of it a ton too. So he's getting getting money for that one too. It's brilliant. Like. Mm-hmm. This is the reason he's the richest of the Beatles, and it's not just because he's mostly
still alive.
Yeah. But anyway, neither here nor there. I am going to tell you about something that might save. Like, I have a lot of friends. Like, so here's the question: you've got cats. Do your cats climb your Christmas tree?
Yeah, that's why we don't have one.
So Bright Mary Brooke actually sent this link to me, and it's for ornament anchors. You know, most ornaments just you have a little hook and they hook over the branch, and those will not save your ornaments from a cat. Like, they will not save your ornaments from a cat. Or an earthquake, or like my parents, their tree actually tipped over. This probably would not save it from that either, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But anything up to and including your Christmas tree falling over. So if you've got glass ornaments that you don't want to get broken, or like I don't have any, but I know a lot of people have like fancy antique ornaments that have been passed down for generations, you know, that kind of stuff. I would have had some, but mine all broke when my parents' Christmas tree fell over. So those aren't, I'll never see those. It's okay. Or, you know, ones that, you know, your kids made, that kind of stuff. They make ornament anchors. So I'll put these in the show notes, but they're $25. So they're not free. You only get, they're like a dollar a piece. So you're not going to use this for every single thing on your tree, but you'll use it for the important ones, and it actually clamps over the branch instead of just like hooking over it, so they won't shake off your tree. Your cat won't be able to bat them off your tree. They might be able to bop them real good. Maybe that's worse. Would your cats like get up there and just like bop, pop, plop. I can see a cat doing that. But the good news is they will not fall off and break. So if you've got, you know, special ornaments or you know, dangerous ornaments or ornaments that are super fragile, ornament anchors are the way to go instead of just little hooky things that, that don't do much. So I'll put them in the show notes. But I think this is a really good idea if you've got ornaments that you're nervous, like what good is it having an ornament that you can't put on your tree because you're nervous it'll break? Like instead, just make it safe for it to be on your tree. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I respect that. But I don't know if you realize what happens when an 18-pound orange cat climbs the center of the Christmas tree up the trunk to the top of the Christmas tree. And then his 6-pound cohort decides to climb the outside. And then the tree just tips and falls all the way down. That was the last year that we had a Christmas tree when it just got knocked completely over.
So what you're saying is there's no technology that can save a tree and your ornaments from two giant cats.
I mean, no, unless I had a glass box to put the tree inside.
I'll do some research and find out.
Then I would have to clean it off because nose prints, the dogs.
Yeah. You're probably just better off not having a tree. But for everybody else, maybe you're worried about kids.
I know.
Like kids, maybe kids are the target market for this. Maybe people just, maybe there is no target market. Maybe I'm just making stuff up. I think they're still brilliant, Heather. That's what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure everyone else's cats are less a-hole-esque than mine.
No.
Like, not all cats are a-holes.
Are you sure? It's not my understanding. They're adorable. I love them, but it's kind of how they roll.
Yeah.